Diva.
One day you'll achieve out.
You dare.
It's a fucked.
That is just like dig into the neck. Ah.
Why don't you let me cause you pain? I never said cause me pain.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
We're recording.
I knew that! Did you?
Hello, welcome to...
Random Ramblings?
Random Ramblings, episode 5 on the weather.
Introduce the new people.
One minute. Suggested by one of our listeners, Mossin. Can I also say that... What? Why is that funny?
I didn't do anything.
You went like, ha
ha. Did I say anything?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Why is everyone ganging up on me recently?
Because you.
I don't know.
Anyway, suggested
if
by...
If anyone makes that comment during this, I'm going to smack them once.
It is being recorded, you know.
I know it's being recorded.
Can we just get... Alright. Suggested by Mossad. Thanks very much. We're open to suggestions as well, can we just say. Our email address is lovecase altogether. And now that we have your attention at googlewo.com, send us your suggestions, comments, whatever. Anyway, let's start. I'm Farid.
I'm Liam.
Liam, new edition.
Hi, Ben.
Another new edition.
And I'm Adam.
Fairly new edition. Yeah, we just start off by saying Craig and Sudeep aren't here today. Surprisingly.
Sudeep's being a mad ass.
Leave him alone! Why is it negative for?
I'm not negative.
No, he's just,
and Craig's
he just
going somewhere.
And Craig's off to the West Country, is it?
Yes, West Country.
The West Country.
Where's he going?
What?
Where's he going?
The West Country.
Skegness.
Yeah, the West Country. Is that in the West?
No, it's in the East.
Is it in the East?
Yes.
How do you know?
I don't know. I've been there before. I'm going there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you are.
So
yeah.
If anybody wants to meet me, I'm in Skegness tomorrow.
It's been uploaded on Tuesday.
I'm there all week.
I'm lucky.
Anyway, so today's topic is on the weather. Adam, why don't you start with that?
All right. Just, I haven't liked the weather recently, really.
Why?
It's been a bit too hot.
What's wrong with the hot?
I don't know, just...
What? What? Have you hit a mental block already?
Yeah, I've hit a mental block.
It's not been too hot.
It's not been too hot. I've just opened the blinds.
It's been cool enough to do.
Look, there's gale force winds outside. Look at the trees.
I said recently.
It's a light breeze.
Necessarily today.
Well, recently, as in
whatever. Well, I chucked it down, didn't it, the other day?
Did it?
Did it, when?
Or am I imagining things?
You are imagining things.
Yeah. I quite like the hot weather. Because the thing in Britain is that everyone seems to complain whatever the weather. You know, if it's cold, everyone complains about the cold. And if it's really hot, then everyone complains about really hot. But we never really get the really hot, no, do we?
Not really. Not like Spain or Barbados.
Well, that is Spain, isn't it?
Yes. I don't hate geography.
There we go, he said it. He said it, people. You heard it here first. Lee Berridge doesn't take geography.
Oh, no.
No.
Shocker. What do you think about the weather, Ben?
Mighty fine today.
Today's not too bad.
It's been quite cool.
This is the sort of weather I like.
It's not been roasted enough.
Yeah.
This is the sort of weather I like. I mean, like a few days ago when it was absolutely roasting.
Yeah, but just like the day before yesterday, it was freezing. So it's so on off due to global warming.
I don't mind the cold as long as it's not too freezing, you can't move your fingers.
I love that. I love that feeling.
Again, you heard it here first, people. Believe it, Reg. I don't really like much. I don't like snow. I mean, snow's pretty and everything, but it's when it turns to ice.
Snow's pretty before anyone gets to it.
Pretty much,
as soon as someone gets to it, it turns all horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that snow shower earlier in the year, and the snow wouldn't go away, and
everyone
got annoyed for once.
Everyone thought they were going to die. And I remember walking through Preston, and... really nice people there. They got empty pizza boxes and they put out the pizza boxes on the ice and you can walk along the pizza boxes. That was funny.
I think that's mighty weird.
Yeah, but everyone had to walk this.
Who thought of that?
Yeah, but would you rather walk on a pizza box or slip up on some ice and fracture your head.
If that was you, person, feel free to email Farid.
No. Yeah, sorry, just take Pepsi. More plugging, Pepsi. Damn it. Yeah, what else? Adam.
Why is it always coming to me?
Because it's you.
Yeah, it is me. Sorry, just skipped someone else, so I've got nothing to say.
It's not really as much cloud here today. You can just see one or two little puffs of white cloud. You heard it?
Again, more cloud. Well, I remember like just a few days ago when it was really hot, no cloud whatsoever. I just see anyway. I don't know. It's been a bit weird recently, the weather. It's been incredibly hot, but then it went incredibly cold. And I think that's due to the ash cloud, isn't it?
I'm sure that was a while ago.
Yeah, no, but I thought it came out of the going to Scotland.
It came out for revenge. Cause us doom and gloom.
You heard it here first.
Enough of that, we've done that like five times now. global warming. Here we go. It's who thinks global warming is a hoax?
No.
No one raised a hand?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either, no.
Just more and
well,
more.
Well, come on.
I think it's weird.
Sure, I think they exaggerate it.
Really?
Yeah, not loads, but I think they do a bit.
In what way?
The amount of damage it does and everything. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
But it does do a lot of damage.
I know, but I think they...
But the rising global temperature does affect the polar ice caps. Mm. Whatever.
Because more and more ice caps are being sinked every day by the sun.
Yeah,
melting. Not sink.
Not melting.
Melted.
Melted, yeah.
Sink.
They're going to come back in 10,000 years' time.
Titanic gets its revenge.
Yeah. Titanic gets its revenge. Yeah, that was stupid, I don't know, because an iceberg's bigger at the bottom than it is on the top, isn't it?
I've never
seen it. Yeah. Have you never seen it?
No.
Have you never seen Titanic?
Even if I even skip you on to it, it's only after they crash.
You're lucky. Anyway.
It's long and boring.
It is. Leo DiCaprio's crap in it, and so is Kate Winslet. End of. Directed by the same guy that did Avatar people. Can I have my walking stick back?
No, I need it.
Why?
Just in case I'm making any gay jokes.
Just to confirm, Adam is not load gay.
Load a stick now. Load a stick. Yeah, we don't have.
Excuse me, I'm trying to crack my neck here. Really hurting.
Just don't break it, okay?
What, the walking stick on my neck?
The walking stick, obviously.
Or me.
Or Ben. Yeah, we love Ben's.
If the walking stick does break, it's over Ben's head.
Duck, remember. Duck.
And Ben will kill Betty.
No, but your neck would break.
My head will absorb the punishment.
What other weather have we got? Fog. That fog's was lovely. Talking. I think fog's lovely.
Brilliant.
Fog is brilliant, isn't it? Fog is like the most... It's the most strangest of weather. Could you even class it as weather? Yes.
Yes.
Because it is weather. But it's a kind of weird weather, isn't it? What is fog made out of? Is it just moisture in the air?
I thought it was like the clouds like lower down.
The clouds come down.
No, they're like
they come down at night like you don't realise it's like
they creep up into your bed.
I always thought it just looked like the clouds lowered down and
had moisture in the air.
Were you lied to as a child?
Yeah, probably. That's probably what I was told when I asked. Yeah, the clouds are falling.
Yeah, in the north you get fog quite a lot as well. I like fog though. I think it's nice. It's quite refreshing as well.
No, yeah, no.
Sleet.
Yeah. What?
Sleet.
Sleet. Do people still call it sleet?
I do.
What's sleet again? Because I'm not...
It's like halfway between rain and snow, isn't it? Where it's all just hail. Soggy.
What, hail?
No, rain and snow. It's where it's
sometimes
just
sometimes
really
it's snowing, sometimes it's raining.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it just gets really soggy.
Oh, I think I know what you mean, yeah.
It's not the most pleasant thing in the world.
Hail
it's
snow,
like you, if snow you make a ball of it, it's still a snowball.
Yeah.
Make a ball of sleet and it's ice. It just goes into a big ball of...
So like water aside, and you get closer and closer. It's just solid ice cube.
Tell you what I did see in Blue Peter once. What? Why is that funny, Liam?
Blue Peter. Lovely dog. Like,
but they're dead now, aren't they?
I have to kill him. That's why he's laughing.
Anyway, what did I see at Blue Peter?
When he says lovely dogs, he means for dinner.
Can I get back to what I was saying, please? So what I saw on a Blue Peter, they got a really, really big, big-ass ice, what do you call it, hailstone. About the size of that mug. Actually, no, you see that little cameras right there, probably about the size of that.
Mm-hmm.
Huge things. I can't remember where they're for, but they're massive. Yeah. And they must have, and it must have been really, really cold because they transported it from wherever it was from to the studio. And they cut it in half. And there was all layers of really, really, really blue ice.
That I wanted to see.
Yeah. And in the middle, it had like a core of blue.
Pure blue?
Pretty much, yeah, just blue. You know, as blue as Liam's hoodie. Yeah, real blue. Navy. They can't see your wave, Liam. But anyway,
you might hear it.
Did you get that? No, okay, doesn't matter.
They're not going to answer either.
Yeah, they've got our email. Email us. Tell us if you heard the wave. Anyway, Adam, back to you.
Yes. Back to me. Do I have to come up with another weather idea?
How does everybody feel about ice?
We haven't had this hurricane.
I hate it.
No, not major. No.
Not major.
Yeah, we had a tornado, didn't we?
Yeah, but that's
in Birmingham.
It wasn't that bad.
I remember.
I thought it was a bit, wasn't it? Some houses did get damaged. I don't know.
No, it's not weather, but what about earthquakes?
Natural disasters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we had a few here, didn't we? I always slept through them all.
I
was there. I was like, I sleep through it, and the next day it's like, oh, did you feel an earthquake last night? I was like, no.
Parents say that to me, like, yeah, an earthquake. No, I was asleep.
Yeah, no.
Back to the ice subject. I went on an expedition with some friends of mine.
Round by expedition.
By expedition. I don't know where I was going at the time.
Boat to Canada.
I need to go blow my nose. Carry on.
And I was like,
thanks for sharing.
And I was like, kept walking, I slipped over ice. Never run on ice, by the way.
That sounds wrong. Anyway.
Just to confirm, Farad was shouting, ah, oh, dude, man.
Right. And it's not obvious at all that you shouldn't run on ice.
I know, I was younger at the time.
Oh, that's fun.
And my brain was small. You probably wouldn't fall over, you're invincible.
I know. I'm like the gut.
You're invincible to everything.
Yes.
Like, just to confirm, Ben is invincible to everything.
I never cut myself or injure myself seriously.
No, nor do I.
Other than this bloody cracked neck that I can't get rid of.
If you feel any concern for Adam's cracked neck, email the address.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's minor.
If you are yourself.
What's wrong?
We're talking about sympathy for Adam.
What's wrong? Yeah, who was last in the toilet?
Me.
Go and put a seat down.
I didn't go toilet like that.
Oh, can't put a seat down then.
Manners. Social.
Yes, science social.
So you'll go, oh God!
Yeah. Shut a door.
Do you have any manners, Betty?
No.
Thanks
for
that.
Betty.
And then Rebel.
The Rebel.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, where were you?
We were asking viewers to email in if they feel
viewers.
The listeners to email in if they feel sympathy for Adam's cracked neck.
It's not cracked.
That will get any, so. No offense.
What do you feel about lightning?
Lightning.
Yeah, very, very cool. Frightening.
Would you ever I'm just asking, would you ever like to be struck by lightning?
Only if I know that I can survive it.
Yeah. If you could survive it.
Yes,
would
I
you?
Would.
Yeah, someone who
I
got
wanna
hit
see my
by
hair
lightning
after.
Like
just
three
for the experience.
Times.
Yeah, odd.
Well, there's someone who got hit by lightning like three times.
Probably. There's been loads of windows and
more. Yeah, it's literally like survived all three. One was like through a water supply while she was washing her hands in America. And it's those, I can't remember what the other two were.
Oh, I remember seeing one, it's an American TV show when they're talking about natural disasters and one was on a hurricane. And the hurricane came ha ha ha. And then it lifted up.
Don't look at me like that. I didn't even think of that.
thanks, man. And then it lifted up like a pole. You know, like the stop signs from the pole. Yeah, they came through and it that went through the guy's stomach and came out the other side. Anyway, yeah.
There's a girl, I don't know where it was, her, lightning hit her house, went right through the roof, but a teddy bear saved her. It had like a little electric talking thing. It hit straight into the electric thing and saved her.
Did the teddy bear survive?
Unfortunately not.
Yeah. But if you're in a car as well, isn't the safest place to be in a... isn't the safest place when during a lightning strike to be?
Under a tree?
No, in a car. Not under a tree.
The car has insulation, correct?
No, it's not to get under a tree.
Because if it was in the car, then it goes all the way around it.
I'll have to stick it.
It's like that.
Give me a stick.
Have you got something else I can crack my neck with, mate?
Why are you going to crack
my fist?
Because I'll massage really it. No, I don't want a massage.
That sounds gay.
If you want Farron to have a stick or Adam to have a stick, feel free to email in.
Betty, you're getting really annoying with that now.
Yeah, you are. I might take that and be...
God, first episode, there's already conflict between you two.
Do you not find it annoying that he's repeating the same things over and over again?
Do I find it annoying that he's repeating the same things over and over again? What? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Exactly.
What?
I apologise, I won't ask the listeners to email in if they are sick and tired of me and me repeating the same thing.
But if you feel like it though, please do. We'll get some mail for once.
Right, you can have that now.
Thank you. Yes, we'll be sick.
Sorry. Sick gay jokes.
Any of you step out of line. Anyway, where were we? We weren't really anywhere, were we?
No.
No, I don't think so.
This is why it's called Random Ramblings.
Yeah, this is the one where we hit the mental box again. an Aftermath episode. Let's look outside the window. What can we see outside the window? There's some trees.
Sky.
What is it? There's a green tree there.
A green tree. There's a pavement. A grey pavement.
Green grass.
There's a bin as well, Adam.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's the local school of Yobs.
Yeah.
Yobs.
Oh yeah, look at the sky. The sky's quite nice today.
Sky.
Clouds all together. Yeah. I feel like I'm in a Donovan song.
We'd like to thank Mossy for this subject.
Yeah, thanks Mossy.
Choose
what we could talk about next time.
I made my opinion on what we should do.
Disasters then. We'll talk about natural disasters. If that makes you feel happy.
I wasn't complaining. I was just saying that I said what I thought we should do.
Do it then. Do it. Can you stop arguing and do it?
No.
You were given the chance right now to do it.
What are your feelings about Volcano?
Volcano. I think volcanoes are cool. But just as long as people aren't in the vicinity of a volcano, that's all right. Yeah, extremely dangerous though. You ever seen the ash carved afterwards?
No.
Do you remember watching that video on geography? I don't know if it was with you.
Yeah.
And then on Mount St. Helens. Yeah.
It shot out the side.
Yeah, and no, what was the weirdest bit was the ash afterwards. And it started sticking to people's skin and burning them and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was saying they were baked alive and stuff like that.
Yeah, because the government had like wouldn't listen to this person who said it was going to blow out the side.
Yeah.
So all these people sat on one side of it.
Yeah.
Waiting to watch it explode. And it just exploded straight at them.
Yeah.
Shame.
It just started blowing up like a balloon on the side, didn't it?
Yeah.
And eventually it just popped. Yep. As if a balloon having too much air. Yeah. That was cool. Earthquakes as well. On the subject of earthquakes, Japan are one of the most popular places being hit by them, aren't they? Mm. Is it Japan? I don't know. I think it's quite unusual that we've been getting them. We've not had it recently, but in the past few years we've been getting them. What's going on there?
Maybe there have been a few in China and that recently, longer than the last.
Yeah, there was last year. There was a big one, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's been one this year as well, hasn't there?
Is it?
I thought there was this big blue. I swear there was.
Probably, because it's near the plate, isn't it?
Mm.
But the one last year in Japan, that was massive, wasn't it? Where was it
again? I thought China practically was a plate.
Yeah.
I thought it just was on its own plate, pretty much.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, yeah.
Screwed if there was.
Yeah. Well, I know there are some countries on the plate.
Oh, no, would that be? Just have a tiny plate and just have one city in the middle of it.
Yeah. People start moving already.
Yeah, but they get really used to it, though. After all the years that they've been having them, they get really used to it. And I know in like China and Japan, the way that they structure their building as well, it's just the way they build it, don't they? They build it in a very specific way. Like, they like steel, like, what do you call them? There's like girders and stuff like that in them.
They're skyscrapers.
Yeah.
They make like these balancing boards at the top, don't they? So if it wobbles, it keeps it in place.
Yeah. It's quite a cool design. Got this. What other natural disasters have you got?
Hurricanes.
Yes,
tsunamis. Not personally here, but tsunamis.
Yeah, well, again, the Boxing Day tsunami. Still got a bit of specs, hasn't it? Oh, what, you're one cube off a side?
Yes.
That means you've done it all wrong. So I don't know why you've done it all wrong. Because if you look on the sides of where the yellow ones are, they're all different colours.
Yeah.
Rubik's Cube 101 there.
Yeah.
101? What do you mean 101?
Just give it to CD. Literally, just give it to him. It's like... There you go, done. I don't know, I think he goes online and gets all these like guides for it. He got very obsessed with a Rubik's Cube at one point.
That annoyed me when I was spent sitting there for like 45 minutes doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Snatches it off of me and just...
And that was on the election one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
What about victims of natural disasters like Haiti and...
Haiti
and...
The Boxing Day one as well. Boxing Day tsunami.
New Orleans. Hurricane Katrina.
You hear what Henry Rollins said on that?
What?
He said, like, New Orleans was really, really... It was something like... It was a really, really bad disaster. But everyone in America came together. They gave their money. Every artist that you and I know, they made a record and they got it out. Everyone gave their money. They gave their clothes. They gave everything. The National Guard, they went there and helped out. The one thing that America messed up was that the reason that they went there would help everyone was because they left all their resources... and all their equipment in Iraq. And there were people in their own country that had been suffering.
Dying. And...
from the floods. And they were using their equipment to kill people in Iraq. Ironic, in a way, isn't it?
Dramatic irony.
Poetic.
Poetic, not dramatic.
Poetic. No, you're talking about poetic, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'd still like to go to New Orleans. I reckon it'd be really, really cool there.
Aren't they still rebuilding it?
Yeah, yeah.
Take a while.
Mm. But yeah, still like to go there. That's good. Can't think of any other natural disasters that really affect you much. I mean, I think the only major natural disaster we've been affected by was the ash cloud, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had worse ones in the years, but recently, but in the last decade, is the ash cloud.
We don't really get affected that much, do we?
No, we don't. But we're not really on the plates for any borders, are we? So
like smack bang in the middle.
Yeah. Well, the whole of Europe was affected by that ash cloud as well. Mm. How much did John Cleese pay to get back to England? Paid about £3,000.
In a way, everywhere was pretty much affected.
Yeah. Do you know what John Cleese said? What? He was in, I can't remember where he was, I think it was in Belgium or somewhere. And they paid a taxi driver £3,000 to take him to the airport in another country. Like France or Switzerland or something like that.
Happy taxi driver.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can afford it anyway. And what did Gordon Brown do? He sent on a ship, didn't he?
Yeah, they sent the big cruiser thing around to Spain, I think it was. And to loads of people just went to Spain and
hot Portugal. Hot just like that.
You lost the election.
And during which time the volcanoes... the ash was everywhere. My uncle was meant to be at a wedding.
Ah, yeah, you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't get to the wedding in time.
Effectively,
had to get from Germany to Italy, and he couldn't get there in time.
I was on a train as well, on the Friday that it happened, and there were people getting from the airport. I think Heathrow. No, it wasn't Heathrow. Yes, it was. It was Heathrow. Because I was on the London Euston going... to Glasgow, and I know people getting on my train, and the train was jam-packed because they couldn't get flights from London to Glasgow and had to take the train. It was really, really packed. I had to stand up the whole way. I said, listen to these two guys moan about having to stand up going to Glasgow.
Were you sitting down?
No, I was standing up. Yeah. Actually, you know in the little shop bit that you get Virgin Trains?
I don't go on trains.
You're not? Oh. Yeah, you know, don't you? Little shop bit. I just stand up and then we were blocking the fridge as well. So like, whenever little kids came, you could try and get them drinks. We had to go in there and get it for them. I was like, oh, I don't know what.
We got first class in one of a train free once.
What are you doing that for?
First class, he always gets a seat.
No. It was because
this
person, this man walking around, one of the, what are they called?
What?
You know, the people who like take the food around and everything, drinks around.
I put your sock back on, Liam.
He was like,
no, stay away from
God, that's horrible. She asked him to put brother was really young, and she asked him to put the pram up on the thing for her, and it fell off while the train was going, and cut all her head.
Oh, that's nasty.
And so they gave us first class for the rest of the thing, and free drinks and everything.
As a little compensation, so it's
get your money's worth.
Yeah. What a duty sometimes on trains is that if it's all jam packed, then you have to pay about, was it 5 or 15 quid when you go to first class? Never done that, though. Never wanted to. What?
Wouldn't you want to do it once?
Do you know how much it is for a first class adult ticket?
No.
Well, from here going to like Manchester, which is only about 100 miles, is about 120 quid.
But wouldn't you just try it? Just like that in one time. Just
to see what happens. If I got a free ticket, then yeah, I'd do it. Like, if I got like a really, really cheap ticket, then I'd do it.
Hoot.
A child ticket from here to Manchester is about 80 quid. It's so expensive.
You now need to rename the episode from weather.
To transport. We'll do one.
Where they transport disasters, everything.
Trades falling over.
Car crashes.
Wasn't there recently a plane that crashed?
Think so.
India, wasn't it?
I think so.
Air India one that crashed.
What about that plane that crashed and not only once there was a survivor, that kid survived?
Oh, I've heard that.
Was lost, Adam.
No, it weren't. It was in the news.
What?
Some plane crashed and some little kids survived.
No, that was Stand By Me. I don't know.
No, it was in the news.
Stop talking about movies.
I don't know. There was the Air France one that crashed like last year. And then, I think it was Bolivian News Channel. Yeah, it was Bolivian News Channel. And they reported it. Do you know what they did?
What?
They said, oh, we've got pictures from the plane before it crashed. And there was pictures from the crash scene of Lost, the first episode. And then they were all there. Everyone was there, innit? All the characters, Locke, Saeed, Jack.
Lost was a disappointing ending.
Did you watch the last one?
No, I've heard about it, though.
What happened?
They're all in an alternative parallel world.
You just ruined it for everyone out there.
Some people say, I might watch Lost this time.
Yeah.
Not no more.
I know this, yeah. I bet everyone just like tuned in just to watch the last episode. Because it was the last episode. I think I watched it up until the end of season one and just got really boring.
I remember watching the first episode.
I watched the third episode of the first series and that was it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't be bothered to watch it.
It's like Heroes.
Yeah, Heroes, I got off that as well.
That was alright when it first started.
Yeah, but then it came to the second series and it was all weird.
Isn't that a stopping scene as well? I mean,
they've ended it.
Yeah.
Like Law and Order, I think, as well.
Never watched Law and Order.
It's getting a spin-off.
Yeah. What's happening with Ashes to Ashes? Just finished.
Yeah. It's like the same as Lost. They're all in a parallel world.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Gene Hood's actually dead, isn't he? But he creates an in limbo. I do that. Yeah.
In other words, they can't think of anything original.
I thought that was all right. The ending.
I liked the ending.
I liked the ending. I didn't understand it.
Where's Craig, my iPhone?
Yeah, Craig had to tell me what actually happened at the end. But I still thought it was good. Good to watch.
about iPhones?
They're going to go...
No, that's what happened. Like, yeah, at the end, someone else from the present day comes to Gene Hunt and says, where's my iPhone? I want my iPhone. Where's my office? And all that lot. And it just ends like that.
He just walks in.
Yeah.
Does the talk.
And then the end credits when you get the little clips of them. I thought that was cool.
And the policeman at the end.
Mm. That was good. Simpsons finishing as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We had tons of them, though.
Yeah,
there are loads of them.
It's gotten a bit better because the new ones were rubbish.
They are.
The last few ones were rubbish, but I mean the last few series were rubbish, but the new ones were alright.
You've got to give them some credit though, thinking of this new stuff for them.
They're brilliant. Aren't they always keep it good.
Yeah.
Very political, very satirical.
But it's like, I was kind of what I was watching, but it was about them, the Simpsons, that they take the mick out of nearly everything.
Yeah.
Every country, every religion, everything. But it isn't like they're actually doing it.
On purpose.
On purpose. They just do
yeah,
it.
It's very...
I mean, they are... Like, they take the mick out of everything.
Sarcastic.
Yeah.
Did you watch the episode where Bart works for the mob and they try and... And they try and, like, frame him for what they've done?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, do you remember that one? When he works for Fat Tony?
Hmm.
Oh, there was a good line in it by, but they try and frame him and they take him to court. And there's a good line by Mr. Burns in it. And he's just heard in the news that Bart's going to be trialled for it. And he says, thank God for this, that we live in a society where there's so much hysteria as a trial a 10-year-old child as an adult. I thought of ace. Yeah. Is there much else we can say about the weather?
No.
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 Except it's quite...
We ran out within 5 minutes.
The weather changes. There we go. There's a conclusion
to
this episode.
How many minutes have we been doing so far?
I don't know. How many minutes?
Half an hour. 31 minutes, 58 seconds.
We've been going that long?
59 seconds.
Yeah.
32 minutes.
Shut up.
So in conclusion, elaborate the weather, Adam.
We will never know what the weather's going to do. Oh, talking about the weather, did you do to finish it?
No.
Oh, right. What happened? What was that famous like weather cock up this man did on BBC One saying there was going a hurricane going to hit England?
Is that?
Oh, one of the BBC weathermen. Like saying, oh, I just got a phone call from a woman in Jersey that England's going to get hit by a hurricane.
Can
so
you imagine
everybody
that?
Run.
The weatherman no, saying run. There's going to be a hurricane hitting directly Buckingham Palace.
And he has to smile.
He just goes straight off.
Yeah.
Sort of. Everyone flees. And
Sure, wrap this up.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to everyone who subscribes. You know, keep subscribing. Tell your mates. I'm sure they'll like it. What? Why is that funny, Adam?
I just find... I don't know.
If you have friends like Adam, contact us. We'll get
to
meet
normally the gay ones.
Yeah, the gay ones.
the ones that you least expect, yeah.
I've been leaving.
What else have we got? Crappy Bollocks and Gamecast should be coming back next week. Sorry about the
any new shows soon?
No, we can do that. Sorry.
I thought you could smack the computer.
Oh, we did it before and we shot from the listeners. It just
magic.
went like that. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to everyone who subscribed. Keep it here. Now we're at your attention. Bye.
I can
bye.
You believe what?
I believe in miracles.